Blog Talk Radio.
Our praise the magnificent name of the Lord. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Dr. Bernard Johnson Network on the Blog Talk Radio. We're being heard literally all over the world. Can you imagine more than 100 million listeners, more than 195 countries, and to God be the glory. We're being heard in countries such as Africa, Asia, Russia, Spain, Argentina, Mexico, China, you name it, literally all over the world. And to God be the glory. We'd like to take a moment and introduce to you the man whom God has chosen for such a time as this, the man better known as the Billion Praise Man, the world's greatest gospel saxophonist, pastor of Amazing Grace International, the founder, president, and CEO of the First Fruits International Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention, the man whom God has given a brand new vision for a brand new spiritual awakening, where there's a shift in Christendom and people are coming together from all over the world simply to give God thanks. And now, the Chief International Ambassador, Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson.
And thank you so much, Ambassador Dr. Julie Hagan. Amen. It's such a wonderful privilege just to be alive. More of the people coming together from all walks of life on this blog line to give God praise. Someone may say, well, you know, I praise him anyway. But you have never praised him like you praise him now. You never thanked him 1,000 times. And some of y'all have thanked him 100,000 times. You never given him that kind of praise. This is a new awakening. And count it not dung and count it not meager that God is allowing you to be a part of something like what took place in 1740, the Great Awakening. This is the new awakening. Amen. The new awakening. It is a spiritual shift in Christendom from the give me, give me, give me. You know, people for ages have approached God. You can remember in the church, and they still do it now. Lord, do this. Lord, do that. Lord, do this. How would you feel? I mean, you are a philanthropist, and every time you look up, the same people before you talk about, do this, do this, do this, do this. I mean, you know. Come on, let's be real. Amen. And it's a spiritual shift that's taking place in Christendom. And that is to thank him. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You can praise your way to a miracle. A day without praises under God is an empty and wasted day. Amen. So we're leading people all the world thanking God 1,000 times. Amen. Open your eyes. Something new is happening. Something great is happening. Now, I've been teaching people through one of my messages called How to Recognize the Real Voice of God. Let's ask God, is this of God or is this the devil? Is the Lord or the devil leading Dr. Bernard Johnson into thanking God 1,000 times? All right, ask questions. That's one of the principles of recognizing his voice. Ask questions. Did the Lord give me this vision or was it the devil? Come on. Yeah. Did God tell me, did the Holy Ghost say unto me, why don't you thank him 1,000 times? Or did the devil say, why don't you thank the Lord Jesus Christ? Why don't you thank Jehovah God 1,000 times a day? Do you think that was the devil that told me to do that, or was it the Lord? Ask questions. Why would the devil tell me to do something like that? For his glory? He ain't getting no glory out of it. For the Lord's glory, he don't want God to have no glory. He wants to be the king of this world. All right, but why would I have all kinds of obstacles and every kind of thing? Some of y'all can't even fathom some of the things that be coming after and the blocks that have been placed and every kind of thing and if all kinds of things that are coming after me and toward me to try to hinder me from doing this. Do you think God is doing that? All I'm trying to do is getting to thank people thank God 1,000 times, excuse me. Do you think God's doing that or do you think the enemy is doing that? Why would God do that? Well, I ain't never heard of nobody thanking God. Well, you haven't read the whole Bible. The Bible tells you over there. I'll find it for you, but it says, and may the Lord bless them 1,000 times more. Some of y'all know where I am already. 1,000 times more. Yeah, it's in the Word of God. He wants us to be blessed 1,000 times more. Amen. So the Lord has ushered that 1,000 in. Said it about the children of Israel. They had done something wonderful. And the word of the Lord came forth and said, may the Lord God bless thee 1,000 times more, children of Israel. And let me tell you something. They just did maybe a little bit, thanking God and doing God's will, maybe once or twice. You thanking him 1,000 times, or some of y'all 5,000 times, or some of y'all 10,000 times. Some of y'all, like myself, who have gotten so many days in since we've done this, are thanking 1,000 times a day. Some of y'all have thanked the Lord 250,000 times. Some of y'all have thanked him 1,000,000 times. Amen. And they got, may the Lord God bless thee 1,000 times more over just doing one thing. I'm just trying to show you something. What do you think the Lord's going to do for you? Amen. I believe he's going to bless you so bountifully. Hang in there. That you be not weary in well-doing. In due season you shall reap the blessings if you faint not. Don't let the devil make you stop. See, he doesn't want you to thank God like that because he ain't got nobody thanking him like that. And somebody who wants to be the king of the world like Satan, he's jealous of God. I mean, extremely jealous of God. That's his spirit. And when you find people who are real, real, real jealous of jealous people, it's demons. They become demonic forces against them. Why? Because Jesus has never been like that. He's never been jealous of nobody. You know, he always had been pushing people up, compassionate. And when you find spirits where they want to pull you down like crab mentality, don't want you to be great, don't want you to achieve this, don't want you to achieve that, who do you think that is? That's the enemy. That's not the spirit of Christ. No, no, no. He's always telling you, you're the head and not the tail. You can do all things through me who strengthens you. All things like that, positive. For example, when you hear somebody talking about their son, talking about, boy, you'll never be nothing. You just like your deadbeat dad. You just like him. You ain't gonna never. See, who you think is saying that? That's not God saying that. He would never be saying nothing like that. That's the devil. And so I'm just trying to get y'all to see that you're part of a movement of the Lord. Don't push it down. Don't try to find fault with it because it's not perfect in the first place. Amen. Try to boost it up, lift it up. Don't let the enemy use you. You know, try to find fault all with it. I mean, who you think is trying to get you to do that? That's the way the enemy does because he's always used that trend for ages. Together we stand, but divided we fall. That has been his M.O., divide everything and try to make it fall because he can't stand successful nothing with the Lord. He doesn't want it. Amen. He wants to defeat it every time. That was what Job was about. Job hadn't done nothing, but the enemy came to try to test him because he wanted to show God that God is not able to do something through a human being. God ain't able to live through a human being. He won't be successful. He won't make it. And I'm going to challenge him. But let me tell you something. Get behind what God is doing. Whatever, Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, don't do it without me. Don't do it. Ask God, don't do it without you. And be a part of it. Boost it greatly. One of the things I really appreciate about Dr. Hagen, Julie Hagen, is I never ask her for any type of introduction, amen, but she speaks that from her heart, and she always tries to boost her chief up. Amen. The same thing about Lady Betty. I mean, she's behind the scenes, but if you all knew how she boosts me, amen, it would be incredible. Same thing I find around other ambassadors. Ambassador Gina Hodges boosting the chief, amen. And Ambassador Stern boosting, and Ambassador Pfeiffer, Ambassador Smith boosting. These people are not trying to destroy, not trying to pull down, but their goal is to boost up. And guess what? You reap what you sow. Amen. My God. God's blessing. Now, I'm just trying to tell you, let's get aboard this thing and push it, push it, push it. I'm pushing all I got. Amen. But it would be so much greater if you all would push it. Now, this tonight is one of the last nights in the year. Tomorrow night is the last night, I think, in the year. And God gave me this to add to the blog as well as the prayer line, and that is that we should be making positive proclamations over you and your family every day during the year. Amen. Speaking these things, why? Took them tonight in our Bible study to that familiar scripture that says, whatever you loose, whatever you bind on earth, first of all, shall be bound in heaven. And whatever you loose on this earth shall be loosed in heaven. I'm here in Matthew 16:18. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter. Put your name there. Thou art Bernard Johnson, whoever you are. And upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Yeah. And then the 19th verse. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. He's giving you the keys. What do keys do? They unlock doors. And whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. How do you bind things? You bind them with your mouth. Amen. Amen. Yeah. And then whatever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. How do you loose things? You loose them by speaking them with your mouth. Amen. And so all this year, I want you loosing things, even as we thank God a thousand times. I'm going to give you maybe 1 or 2 minutes during this time. I plan to do this. Help me to remember. Amen. But I want you to be loosing glorious things over you and your family. You got children? I want you to loose things that are incredible. And then loose things on your daughter or your son. See, in Christ there's no male nor female. He will bless that female just as well as he will that male. So loose on them. And my daughter is the president of the United States. My daughter is the president of the bank. Here, loose these things. And see, if you don't have a leader who believes and has faith and then teaches you to loose them, they'll never happen. You gotta have the faith to believe it and loose it on your children. Loose it on you. I am great and I'm becoming greater. I'm not talking about becoming arrogant, but you loose these things on yourself. I will be debt free. You know, all these things. I'm getting unexpected checks. Loose these things on yourself. And we don't have a time. I'm loosing things on ourselves on the blog line as well as the prayer line. I'm just trying to get you blessed. This is not for me. It's not a selfish thing. I'm not asking you to send an offer here for this or that. No. I'm just trying to get you blessed. See, Jesus was a compassionate person. But notice he always gave to people. But then people gave to him. Amen. It wasn't a one-sided situation. Yeah. So he blessed people. And many times he told them, don't go spread my name nowhere. Don't go tell it. No, because I don't want them to come and try to get me before my time. That's why he was saying that. But he didn't. He loosed blessings on the people. And the people blessed him. Have you heard about Jesus? He's in town. Jesus is coming this way. And see, That was loosing blessings upon him. It made his job easier because he increased that increased the faith of the people. And he knew that if the people were going to be healed, they had the faith. They had to have the faith. That's why when he went to his hometown, he was not able to do many miracles. Why? Because they were talking against Jesus. Oh, that's just Mary's boy. That's the same one, Joseph and Mary. You know, she got pregnant out of wedlock. Joseph messed up on her, and you know that happened. And see, that caused the miracles to go down in his own hometown because they were loosing negative things rather than the positive things. But if they had been saying, oh, that's Joseph. That's Joseph's son. That's Mary's boy. And you remember when he was here, when he was growing up, he did phenomenal things. And I know by now those phenomenal things are greater than that. They're ultra awesome. So we need to go there and seek healing from Jesus. We got the background of him. We know when he grew up, he's going to do phenomenal. See, if they had loosed that, Jesus would have been able to do phenomenal things in his own hometown. I really believe that. But they loosed things against him that caused the faith of the people to go down. I keep saying this, and you're going to catch it one day. And that is that people in the Bible were not only healed because they believed in God. No, no. They were healed because they believed in God and the man. Because they didn't know Jesus was the Messiah. They just knew it was a man of God in town. And God was using him as never before. And they went there believing in Jesus, just the man of God. We don't know nothing else about him. The only one that was revealed to him at that time was Peter, now the Christ, the Son of the living God. He knew it. But the other folks just knew that this is a man of God that God is using. So they went there believing in God, yes, but they believed in the man. And when the man of God speaks a blessing in your life, receive it. Yeah. You got to receive it. You can't let blessings go by you and you sit there and don't say nothing. How do you loose them on your life? I just read it to you. And I give to you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. How you bind it? With your tongue, with your mouth. And whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. By saying it. Don't. When I say, God bless her, I receive it. You gotta grab it. Amen. Loose it on yourself. Amen. When I say that you are blessed in the city, God says up in heaven, I loose that. She's blessed in the city. He's blessed in the city. When I say they are healed, God says you're healed. I believe that. When I say the blessing of the Lord will make you rich and add no sorrow, God says the blessings of the Lord will make you rich and add no sorrow. I believe it's written down that it was said and it shall have to happen. Because you spoke it in the name of Jesus. In just a moment, I want us to start. We got about 10 or 15 minutes. I may go over here because it's going to take us about 15 minutes to thank the Lord 1,000 times. And I want you to speak it. I want you to open your mouth and thank him. You think thanking the Lord 1,000 times, God is not going to bless you? Come on, come on, come on. If you take time for him, he's going to take time for you. You don't take time for him, guess what? Probably won't take time, too much time for you, because you weep with your soul. Take time for the Lord and show him that he's not number 8 or 10 on your list. Show him that he's number 1 on your list. And I guarantee that blessing will come like you've never seen when you make God a priority on your list. You'll see blessings start flowing you for you like you've never seen. All right, God bless you. Make a request. Make a request. Somebody trying to say something? All right. I'm going to give you a moment, 1 minute to make a request unto God. And when you make that request unto God, then I come back. And in the name of Jesus, we'll start thanking God 1,000 times. This is your time. Go ahead and make that request unto the Lord. And see what the Lord does for you. Oh, I believe it's going to be a great blessing for your life. Amen. God bless you. Amen. I'll give you a little music in just a moment. Go ahead and make your prayer request unto him right now. Thank him softly until we get the music. God bless you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Bless these folks. Bless them, Lord. I receive it. God, bless their homes. I receive it. Bless their family. I receive it. Open doors for them, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I receive it. Oh, God, keep them in great health. I receive it. Great strength. I receive it. Oh, God, you're able to make a way for them. Oh, God, you're able to bless them. Bless, bless, bless. Bless, bless. Keep them, God. In Jesus' name, I receive it. Thank you, thank you, thank you. The blessings of the Lord is making them rich. Thank you, Lord. The devil doesn't want to be rich. He knows he'll use money for the glory of God. Oh, God. Bless him, Lord. Bless him, bless him. Bless him, bless him. Make way for him. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Thank you, Lord. Make glory for you. Thank God.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
It's known unto the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Mind you. Lord.
And if you want to, I ask that you grant these requests that they're making to you. Give them grace and mercy. Look beyond their faults, Lord, and see their needs. Oh, God, thank you for them and bless them. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I receive it.
Amen. I receive it.
Listen to the Lord 1,000 times a night. Amen. Just need about 15 minutes. Come on, let's start it right now. Lord, we thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Lord Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, my God. Thank
you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you.
In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you.
Thank
you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank
you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank
you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you. I thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
We come to thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank
you, Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Somebody who wants to lead me. Go ahead and lead it. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank
hallelujah.
You, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Come on.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank
you, Lord. Thank
you. Thank you, Lord. Lord God. We love you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for life. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Thank you for
great
love.
Thank you. Thank you.
Come
on,
one of y'all.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you,
Lord. Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you.
Loving me, Lord.
Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, thank you for this, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
you. Thank
you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank
you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you,
thank
you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank
you, thank
you, thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank
you, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus,
thank you, thank you,
thank you, Lord,
thank you,
Jesus,
thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for saving my children. Lift it on yourself. Lift it on your family.
heaven.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you, Jesus